There's been little movement in the markets, and Kim, let's start off with wheat. Where are we at?
Well, wheat's just been moving in a sideways pattern for the last couple of months. If you look at that December contract, it's been moving from $3.95 to $4.25. It's getting down close to that $4 level, getting down close to that support. If you look at the basis around the state, it runs from anywhere negative $1.29 off that December contract to a negative $1.15. Cash prices are around $2.75, $2.70, $2.75. They've been dropping off here in the mid part of the week. If you look at the fund positions, the last report I saw had them short of 127,000 bushels. That's about 635 million bushels that they're short. Since then, one day they sold another five, another day they sold another one. So they're over $130,000 contract short right now. There's no sign of the market breaking this sideways pattern right now. We are getting close to that 395. That does make me nervous, but I don't really see any reason to break that. We do have carry in the market. I think elevators are going to continue to store wheat, you know, once they get it bought. And there's about 17 cents in the market to hold it until March.
So that's wheat. Let's talk about some of the crops that are being harvested right now. There's corn.
Corn's on the opposite side of that spectrum. They've been trading in a sideways pattern from on that December contract again on Chicago, 315 to 345. They've been bouncing at that 345, trying to break that, you know. If they can break that, then we've got another 20 cent run in corn prices up to 365. If you look at the fund positions, the last report I saw was 161,000 contracts, over 800 million bushels. After that report, though, they've bought back about 24,000 contracts. So that, you know, gets them down to that 135 level, somewhere in that. But they're still short a lot of contracts.
How are things looking in the world of soybeans?
Soybeans, they're trading right in the middle of their mm-hmm. sideways pattern range. You know, $9.35 to $10 is where they are. They can break that 10, then they've got strong resistance at $10.20. Right now, there's no sign that wheat nor soybeans will break these sideways patterns in anytime soon. But you look at the fund positions in soybeans, they're long, 91,000 bushels. They've been buying and selling a little bit since that report came out. But that 91K is pretty close.
Okay, thank you much, Kim.